discovering stories of people living out their beliefs in our culture, communities, and the public square, and finding courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Substance abuse and chemical addiction continue to leave a path of pain across our country. No matter our economic prosperity or social standing, it's an issue that touches our families and communities deeply. But there is great, great hope. Caring people and organizations are providing a path to recovery. Here in the Midwest, Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge is making a huge difference in the lives of thousands. Their mission is to assist teens and adults in gaining freedom from chemical addictions and other life-controlling problems by addressing their physical, emotional, and spiritual needs through long and short-term treatment programs. Today, we get a window into this incredible work with Adam Peterson, the Director of Strategic Partnerships at Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge. Adam also oversees Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge's Substance Abuse Prevention Program. He's a certified prevention specialist and believes in an evidence-based approach to prevention in a multiple organization, community-wide effort. Last year alone, Adam's team spoke to over 55,000 students and community members about the risks of using and abusing drugs and alcohol and the importance of prevention. Adam is in recovery himself and resides in Columbia Heights, Minnesota, with his wife and his two sons. And a hearty welcome to you, Adam. Thanks for being on with us today.
Thanks for having me.
As we begin the conversation, could you just give us a window into just how massive the issue of addiction is here in the Midwest? I mean, I know that many of us have been involved by it, either personally impacting us or in the life of someone that we care about, but just how huge is this problem?
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things is if we take a moment and think through our immediate family or friends and go to people that we work with and things along those lines, we really start to see the impact addiction has in our life, whether it's immediate or a direct relationship or kind of a distant relationship. And so the devastating effects of addiction are unbelievable. And especially in the Midwest, we see a lot of issues. And it's really interesting. In Minnesota, we have some of the purest form of heroin. And it's crazy to think, why would it be all the way up here? But because of a lot of times what people look to do is to push the drugs kind of further away from where it's created to be able to to get a new network of people and also to be able to charge more for it. And so in Minnesota and Wisconsin and Iowa and kind of this area, we see a lot more of kind of the pure, stronger drugs. And one of the big things that's contributing to the rise in heroin use is the prescription pill abuse as well, which we see as such an issue really across the nation, but in Minnesota as well.
I want to follow up on that in just a bit later in our conversation here, Adam. But first of all, as we talk about the issue of addiction, could you give us a window into the really quite expansive work of Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge? I mean, if someone were able to spend a day there with you on campus, what are some of the things that they'd see?
You know, it's incredible. They would see the hope of Christ. They would see lives being transformed. They would see people that were at one point hopeless now restoring relationships with their family. Saturday, I would recommend, would be the best day to come because that's the day that for visits, family get to come and interact with their loved ones. Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge, we have short-term and long-term inpatient and outpatient services. Right now, of our over 600 clients in our program, over 400 of those individuals are in our year-long program. And so working on their themselves, working on restoring relationships, and at Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge is a faith-based program. We're really focused on connecting them with the Lord and really being able to find that hope and redemption.
That's the voice of Adam Peterson, the Director of Strategic Partnerships at Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge, here on the road for Faith Radio. And I'm Ryan Thomas. And I think people can hear the heart that you have, Adam, for this issue. And of course, that comes from, I'm certain, having a personal connection to this issue. Let's talk about that a little bit, because you have battled addiction yourself, a very personal passion for you. And what's interesting about that, and what some I think may find surprising, you alluded to this, I think, in an answer before, but you came from a fantastic family, right? And you were a bit of an overachiever as a youth.
Yeah. So I've been on staff at Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge for 6.5 years. But my relationship with the program started June 2nd of 2008, after a 3-year addiction to alcohol and prescription pills and a 10-year battle with depression and self-harm. And I grew up in a great home. I was taught right from wrong. I knew the negative effects of drugs and alcohol, so I stayed away from it. I actually didn't use until after I was 21. But when I was 15, I really struggled with my identity. I struggled with depression, and it went undiagnosed, and I started hurting myself. I started with self-harm, and that was my first addiction. And there was a lot of shame associated with that, to where I wasn't comfortable talking to people about it. And so I just held on to it. I suppressed it. And I finished high school at 16. I graduated college at 18. I went on to a successful career in the restaurant industry. But there was just this hole that I was trying to fill with my work, with relationships, with, eventually I started to try to fill it with alcohol. And for me, really quickly, things got out of hand, to where I started experimenting with other drugs like marijuana, prescription pills. And in a short period of time, really, my life completely unraveled, and I just about lost everything. I really still struggled with depression. I had 3 suicide attempts, and eventually it came to the point where I'd tried a few treatments, but I still wasn't willing to give up complete control. And through the prayers of my mother and through the way Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge is set up, and that they really accept just about everybody into the program. Over 90% of our residents pay no out-of-pocket cost. I had the chance to come into the program and was completely transformed. And now I'll be celebrating 8 years of sobriety in a few months. And it's really, I'm extremely passionate about it. And the biggest thing is I want people to know that they're not alone, and that it's okay to struggle. And it's okay to ask for help.
Wow. Well, congratulations, first off.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great story. Was there a moment, you talked a bit about the role that your family played in getting you to a Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge, but was there a moment where they really confronted you about this, and did they actually throw you out of the house?
They did. Yeah. For me, that was kind of the crossroads. So after I lost my job, I had moved back in with them and kind of went back and forth, and, just countless, empty promises. I'm going to get clean. I'm going to stop drinking. And they would think I did, but I was lying and I'd get caught. And eventually the last time I moved in, my parents looked at me and said, okay, you can come and live with us one last time, but these are the expectations. And if you don't meet them, you can't stay here. And they actually had an application for Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge. They had wanted me to go there, and they said, in order to come back and live with us, you need to fill out this application so that if you do drink or if you do relapse, we will send it in. And so that's what happened. I got caught a few days later, and I went and I left the house, and I had my car, and I was going to sleep in my car. And 2 days later, I got a call from Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge because my parents had sent in my application, and they accepted me in. And at first, it was kind of like, well, I'll do this for a place to stay. But then I really had the opportunity to see other people's lives that had been transformed, and that really motivated me.
All right. That's tremendous. Adam Peterson is with us. He's Director of Strategic Partnerships at Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge, sharing his incredible story to recovery with us here today and offering hope for so many who are touched by this important issue. And when Adam, you went to Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge, you went to the long-term program, right? The year-long program. And for you, what was the importance of investing that time?
A lot of people that come into Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge, the average is they've been through 4.5 other treatments. And so when some people think, man, a year away is crazy, for a lot of us, it's a matter of, okay, what is a year when we've given years to this addiction, right? Mm. And for me, it was really, at first I was really nervous and scared and didn't want to take a year out of my life. But after a couple months in the program, I really saw it as an opportunity to, who gets the chance to take a year away and really focus on their relationship with the Lord and building positive relationships with other people and really kind of transforming the way you think about certain situations. For me, I had tried like the 30-day, the 60-day, the shorter program, and sometimes that's not even enough time to really get the drugs out of your system.
Sure.
And so in order to, I think one of the other big benefits at the year program is you have the opportunity to go through an entire year, the anniversary of your mother's death, the birthdays, the holidays, those trigger point in times for some addicts. You have the opportunity to go through it all in a safe environment where you can walk down the hall to your counselor and talk to them about what you're going through. And so it's really incredible.
That is incredible. A number of the people who are on staff there at Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge are folks just like you who have gone through the program themselves, right?
Yeah. Yep. A lot of graduates that have been transformed by the organization really want to continue to give back. And so a lot of our program staff and a lot of our leaders, a lot of my colleagues are graduates of the program, and a lot of the people that work for me are graduates of the program. And so we really see that people that have been impacted by the organization really want to help impact other people. And I know that's kind of one of the things that really motivates me, is walking down the hall from my office and seeing some guys that are in the program and knowing what they're going through. Not exactly what they are personally going through, but having been in the program, I can empathize with them knowing what it's like, and just being able to support them is huge.
And in terms of your being able to support them, do you find that it offers you perhaps an opportunity to speak into their lives, the fact that you've been there, that you're someone they're going to listen to, maybe where someone who's not struggled with addiction, they would have a tougher time maybe listening to them?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a role for both individuals, because one of the, my mentor when I was in the program, who would take me out and we'd hang out, he had his own struggles, but he didn't struggle with drugs and alcohol. So it was really great for me to kind of see that side. But it's so important for individuals that are in the program or people that are struggling with addiction to be able to connect with someone. And it is hard to connect with someone where they're at if you haven't experienced some of those things. That's why you had mentioned the prevention program that we have at Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge. That's why our prevention program is so successful, is because a lot of the all the people that go out into the schools and share their stories with the students have been there and struggled with it. And so it's not a teacher, it's not a cop, it's not an adult telling you don't do drugs, just say no. It's a young person who's right around your age saying, look, I never thought this was going to happen to me. I thought I could do it and get away with it. I didn't think I'd become addicted, but here's what happened. And really being able to connect with them and be really relatable to where they open up. It's amazing to, we get emails and we have a text hotline and get students to reach out to us via social media wanting to share their stories and reach out for help for the first time. It's just an incredible opportunity.
Mr. Adam Peterson is with us today on the road here for Faith Radio. Adam is Director of Strategic Partnerships at Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge. Such a great story, such hope that we're hearing today. And Adam, it's just, it's great to have you here, sir. And as you talk about the prevention program, this is really quite incredible, because you, as we mentioned in the open, spoke to just last year tens of thousands of students. Paint the picture of what that's like and what you talk about as you go to middle schools and high schools.
Yeah, well, we're actually coming up on our 10-year anniversary. We started in the fall of 2006, and we started at Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge, we do a great job of treating individuals, but we thought, you know what, we got to try to help prevent this, right? We've got to get on the front end. And so we started this program called Know the Truth. We started going to high schools. And over the last 10 years, it has really grown to where, like you said, last year, working with over 160 high schools and middle schools, speaking to over 55,000 students. And we go into the health classes. So we work with the schools, and because we have a 50 to 75 different volunteers, we really have the ability to cater to the demographic of the school. And so for me, I go to a lot of the schools where there's maybe, you know, a lot of high performance, high achievers, you know, my story is going to be a better fit there because of kind of my background, whereas individuals that maybe grew up in the inner city will bring to those schools. And so we really have the ability to cater to the demographic of the school. Some of the schools have specific issues with prescription pills or marijuana, and so we bring stories that can connect and relate. And then it's a really interactive presentation as well. The one thing we found out, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners have probably found this out the difficult way, is kids don't like to be told what to do. So we really bring the information in a way that kind of allows them to come to the conclusion. So really talking to them about the thought process behind leading to it, to where then they come to the conclusion that marijuana can lead to other things and that drinking in high school can lead to serious consequences that could affect college, employment, relationships. And so really getting them to think about it. And then we have the opportunity for them to ask questions. And that's really unique, you know, questions that you can't ask your health teacher or that your textbooks don't answer. We have the ability to really kind of answer those questions and challenge them. And then we survey the schools as well. We survey all the students. And so then we're able to provide data to the schools and to the community. And we do a lot of outreach into the community, especially with the adults through parent events and community forums.
Well, there's so much to unpack, but you did mention the issue of gateway drugs. That's a big part of your message, specifically when you talk to middle school students. And I thought it was particularly interesting because this issue of marijuana legalization has been talked about in the news and on a state and federal level. But could you just address that a little bit, how it's a possibility, even though marijuana is not regarded as a hard drug or perhaps one of the most dangerous drugs, but the path that can exist between a gateway drug and harder drugs?
Yeah, I think the big thing with gateway drugs is when people say it, some people say, well, what you're saying is that if I smoke cigarettes, I will end up addicted to meth.
Right.
That's not what we're saying at all. No, not everyone. There's people that smoke cigarettes and that's all they ever do. But the thing that's important to look at is the people that are addicted to harder drugs, they started somewhere. Nobody wakes up one day and picks up a hard drug like meth or heroin. They follow a process. So for some people, they have, you know, the predisposition and the chemical addictive piece gets them. Like they build up a tolerance. They need something more. They're chasing the high. They need something more. But the one thing we really focus on with the students is the other ways that these can be a gateway drug. Like, just situational. You go to a party, you think the only thing that's going to be there is alcohol, but someone else has some pills or someone else has some weed or a harder drug, and you've had one or two beers and someone offers it to you. You know, now you're in this situation where your judgment is impaired and maybe you'll make a decision that you normally wouldn't make. And also the people you hang around with can influence you. And so if you hang out with kids that are experimenting with other drugs, you very well could follow that same process. And then the other thing too with gateway drugs is when you start using it, it might just be curiosity, but then something happens. There's a big conversation regarding trauma and, you know, life-changing events like a parent's divorce or losing a friend or losing a loved one or physical abuse or emotional abuse. So now you were just drinking just to have fun, but now your parents got divorced and you feel like it's your fault. So now you're drinking for another reason, and that can sometimes lead into other behaviors And so really we do kind of put a focus on this thing. And with regards to the marijuana stuff, we really work to correct misconceptions. You know, like one of the big thoughts is that because it is legal in some areas that, you know, it's okay. Well, when we look at the two legal substances we have in tobacco and alcohol, these are the two biggest health concerns that we have.
Right.
Tobacco kills more people than any other drug or alcohol combined. Mm. Now, that doesn't mean it's more deadly than heroin. It means it's more readily available. More people use it, right?
Yeah.
And so just because something's legal doesn't mean it can't cause consequences. And like the kids, a lot of times we'll ask them, what do people say that make you think weed's not a big deal? And the first one is always, well, it's just a plant. You know, God made it. It's just a plant.
Right.
Well, then we ask them, what other drugs come from plants? Like cocaine and heroin and alcohol and tobacco. And so just because something's a plant doesn't mean it can't be dangerous. And so we really try to work to correct some of those misconceptions.
That is Mr. Adam Peterson, Director of Strategic Partnerships at Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge, giving us some great wisdom on dealing with addictions, understanding the stories of those who are impacted by chemical addiction, and talking about the great hope of recovery. And our time has gone very quickly, as I anticipated that it would. But Adam, in just a couple minutes that we have left, I mean, you, each month, I believe you have these graduation ceremonies, right, where people who are completing the program take some time and mark departing from this time of recovery, in a sense, although I know it's a lifelong process, but taking the next step in life with a clean slate. What is it like, as someone who has been there yourself, to see people in that scenario? What kind of hope and what kind of joy does that give you?
It's unbelievable. It's words cannot describe. For the individual, they have just spent the last year of their life digging into things in their life that they had avoided. And for the families, they have sat on the sidelines for a lot of it and seen the transformation, but now really get to welcome them back. And so it's an incredible experience. It is always emotional. We make sure we have plenty of tissues for all of the guests. But it's great to see the transformation. You know, they show one picture of, you know, the intake or a mugshot of the individual, but then the rest of the slides are all about the transformation that has happened and the hope that they have now and what they're planning on doing. It's really about leaving that behavior, those consequences, all of those things in the past and focusing on the future. The last Friday of every month at Christ Church in Minneapolis. And so, yeah, they're amazing.
That's spectacular. Well, I don't want to leave this conversation before giving you an opportunity to speak to two groups of people, I'd say. Maybe people who are interested in learning more about the program, maybe on behalf of a loved one, like your family was that situation. And also people who really want to find out if there's a way they can come alongside and help you, whether it's financially or in some other way. Where can both of those individuals go to learn more about Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge?
Yeah, well, I would encourage you to check out our website. It's www.mntc.org. Also, our number is 612-FREEDOM, easy to remember. And yeah, for anyone that's trying to get help themselves or for a loved one, just don't give up. I know it can be challenging. I know it can be difficult, and you feel like you've given it your all. Give it one more day. It's incredible to see the transformation that can happen. And people like me needed people like my parents to continue to believe in me, even if that meant some tough love. And then for the parents, it's important to find support as well. And so we have a lot of different opportunities to support people and help with navigating the process of getting someone the help they need. You know, a lot of people come to us for help. Some people end up coming through our program. Some we make sure find another program if that best suits them. And so we really just want to see people recover and live the life that they were meant to live. And then at Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge, like I stated earlier, we rely heavily on private donors. The majority of our residents pay no out-of-pocket costs, and so we raise about $1,500 for each person in our long-term program. And so if you have the ability and you want to invest in something that is working, we would love to talk to you about that. And you can find that information on the website as well.
All right. Well, it's been very hopeful and a real joy to talk with Adam Peterson today, Director of Strategic Partnerships at Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge. And sir, we really just thank you for your time and keep up the great work that you guys are doing.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.